Freak the Sheep.
Wellington artist Grayson Gilmore released his fourth record in 2014. It was called Infinite Life, nominated for the Tate Prize. It's well worth a listen. And since then, Grayson has gone on to win the APRA Silver Scroll for Best Original Music in a Feature Film and find time to reunite old groups like So So Modern. He also found the time to write a new record. And last week we heard the first offering from it called 100 Waters. And he joins us on the line to tell us more. Good evening, Grayson.
Hello, good evening.
How you going?
Good, good. How about you?
Oh, very well. Very well, thank you. It was a good week last week. A lot of new music, 100 Borders, also released on the same day as Lord, Greenlight.
And a whole bunch of other things as well. It was a pretty popular day to
It was a very popular
music.
Day.
Yeah.
Why did you choose 100 Waters as the opening track kind of thing, the first track we get to hear?
I don't know. It was one of the tracks that sort of spoke to me in the album as one that I wanted people to hear first. Then it was kind of indicative as to where I was going with the rest of the record, kind of set the tone for maybe what's to come somewhat, and that, yeah, there's a whole lot more rhythmic emphasis and all sorts of other bits and pieces in there, like the string quartet and whatnot. Yeah, I thought it just, it worked.
I wanted to ask, who did you bring in to help on this record?
Right, so most of what you hear is me, apart from the drums. That's Corey Champion, otherwise known as Borrowed CS or Borrowed Cassettes. He also drums with like Electric Wild Hustle and a few other acts. He's been awesome to work with. Total freak on the drums. I love him. and also wrote or arranged for String Quartet all the songs as well. So there's a string quartet four people, as there is in a quartet. I could name all the names, but it might get a bit boring. No discredit. But yeah, so there's a string quartet and a drummer, and there's some BBs in there as well. But everything else, pretty much me, yeah.
Where did you write the music? For this record, are you still in the same house?
I am. You know where I live.
I know where you live. Would you be able to the room that you have set up for writing is a great one. Can you describe it for us?
Well, I'm standing in it right now. It is. I like to think of it as the shape of a Toblerone chocolate bar. Like it's just a giant triangle and elongated at one end. So it's like a chapel attic, essentially. Acoustically kind of strange, but it works. I like it. It's it holds all my gear, holds all my thoughts, and it's the perfect space to write music from.
How many Casios do you own at the moment?
Oh, let's have a see. 1, 2, 3, 4 in my immediate field of vision. I've slimmed down, to be fair. It was a bit dire a few years ago. Back when you used to be able to like hustle deals, and off shops and Trade Me and whatnot, you could score a Casio for $5. Now it's like 50, and you know.
I know. Yes, yes. Trade Me has gone down. That is for sure.
Yeah, where the deal's at.
Yeah. Facebook, mate, Facebook groups.
Oh, yeah, okay.
New Zealand synth and trade or whatever it is. Let's get back to the music, though. We're about to hear 100 Waters. What's it about?
On the point. It's, the name's derived from Pundit Vasa, in case you hadn't put that sort of together, and I just liked, I'd read a whole bunch of his kind of architectural kind of essays and whatnot, and I kind of liked how kind of opinionated and stubborn he was in his way of kind of viewing the world. And I just liked the idea of seeing things differently as a person as strongly willed as someone like Hundertwasser was. And it's just about sort of taking, you know, a page out of his book and putting it into one of my own, essentially. Yeah.
Before we hear it, we must talk about the video as well.
Mm, cool.
It's is it good looking? And also, is it Spatial 360 on YouTube? Is that how you describe it?
Yeah, so the 360 degree animation done by Parallel Teese, who's Aucklander. I think you're living over in London now. Mm. And I've also spatialized the audio as kind of a point of difference to a lot of other sort of 360 videos out there. So that means that when you move around the clip, the audio also moves with you. So if you could just imagine like instruments in a room and you standing in the middle of them, it's kind of like navigating around that acoustically. And it's just, yeah, that's really, it was quite a challenge to code that and get it all syncing up and uploading and working. And by all accounts, there's some, and there are many platforms, I should say, that it doesn't work on. So if you have the right combination of like a device and a browser or an app, then it will work and it will be quite the trip.
Oh, very good. Grayson, thanks for taking the time out to chat to us this evening, and we look forward to hearing the record.
Cheers, my pleasure.
Cheers. That was Grayson Gilmore, and this is his new song, 100 Waters.
Beckoning to my air, unrecognized and